You're listening to a podcast from the World Stroke Academy, the educational platform of the World Stroke Organization.
On the occasion of International Women's Day, we at the World Stroke Academy want to celebrate the achievements and careers of women in stroke and highlight female leadership. We interviewed outstanding women who were nominated by WSO board members for their important contributions to the field of stroke. This is the third episode of the hashtag Women in Stroke Initiative podcast. Hi, I'm Professor Anita Arsovska, Associate Commissioning Editor of the World Stroke Academy, and I'm here today with Professor Julie Bernhardt. Hi, Julie. It's great to have you here with us. So I'm going to give our audience a brief introduction of you, although I'm quite sure that you are quite known worldwide. But from your biography, we can say that Julie is a clinical researcher and senior principal research fellow at Melbourne Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health, where she co-heads the stroke division and leads a research team focused on new interventions to improve stroke outcomes. She's worked with stroke patients for 30 years. She's principal investigator of the International Early Rehabilitation Trial, AVERT DOSE, and is Australia's leading rehabilitation trialist. Julie is also director of the NHMRC Center of Research Excellence in Stroke Rehabilitation and Recovery. She's led two international stroke recovery and rehabilitation roundtables to develop new research standards and is a strong advocate for women in science. She led development of Women in Science Parkville Precinct Collective Impact Initiative to advance female representation in medical research across five eminent Melbourne research institutes. Her contribution has been recognized with a number of international awards, for example, the American Heart Association, the Princess Margaret Lecture UK, and many, many more. So, dear Julie, first of all, congratulations on the nomination by the WSO board members. So let's start with the first question. You are a strong advocate for women in science. What's your career advice for young women about to take their first steps in stroke research?
Be brave and spend some really good time finding the people that will support you. It's a very exciting area. It does not come without its challenges, and building a group of people around you who are on your side, who can give you advice and help you, that's the most important thing to start.
What is the role of female mentorship?
That's interesting, because I've had both female and male mentors and also female and male sponsors. A mentor is someone who can listen, encourage, be a sounding board for you, and the sponsors are the ones that help you open doors. So I've been really lucky to have both sponsors and mentors, and I do find that while I am a mentor for a lot of young women, I am also a mentor for young men. The women often like to talk about balancing their career with parenting, etc. I would have to say I don't think you need the mentor to be the same gender as you. In fact, I've had some of my most helpful mentoring relationships with men who have been able to be good sounding boards, able to listen, and allowed me to see things in different ways. So I think finding them and working with a mentor is the most important thing.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. And what have been major challenges in your career?
It's a great question. I would say I'm not a physician, so I'm a physiotherapist by background. And when I wanted to create my trials in the hyperacute period of stroke, one of my biggest challenges was gaining the trust of neurologists and acute physicians to let me be in their space. So that was a major undertaking early in my career, and it did take some time to get people to trust that I was doing really good science and that I would work very collaboratively with them. And that was a major undertaking, and once I had achieved that, it really opened the door for me doing more of my acute recovery and rehabilitation research. And I guess the second thing is learning how to build large groups and large networks of people so that you can undertake research in multiple countries, which is one of the things that I'm known for. It's not easy to do that, and it takes a lot of learning over years to work out how to make those relationships and those complex logistical things work.
So, what has been the greatest achievement of your career?
I think really bringing people together is one of my big achievements. I feel that as we bring different groups together, as we build collaborations, we're starting to advance science in stroke recovery and rehabilitation. So things are very different today compared to what they were 30 years ago when I started my research career. And I'm very proud of what we're starting to see now as we align our research, as we align our thinking, and as we drive new ideas into the research space. So I think the biggest achievement is that piece, you know, getting groups to collaborate together for the greater impact of their research.
You are recognized and successful in your field. In what other field would you like to stand out?
As an advocate, but I think I sort of already do, but I'd like to stand out in being someone who contributes to creating more equitable, fair, opportunities for people, and that's not just for women, but I have been a big advocate for women because I feel that we have really needed to again unite to be able to try and get a bigger voice because we have lots of important things to contribute in stroke and also in our workplaces more generally. But I think, yeah, just to me, a successful life is feeling that you have been able to make a difference, and that's in whatever area you choose to work in. So, yeah, I want to be known for someone who really just enjoyed and spent their time trying to make a difference.
And would you tell us something about your current research projects?
Well, I'm doing a whole heap of really interesting things right now. I'm doing, obviously, my big trials. So I've got another multi-country trial running and with enormous support from fantastic team. And I've also started a really interesting area of research that's looking at hospital redesign for rehabilitation and recovery, which people think is a little strange, but to me, we haven't spent enough time thinking about the built environment and how it helps or hinders our clinical care. And so I'm now working with teams of architects and designers and researchers and clinicians to rethink how rehabilitation environments are built and function and the services within them. So that's another interesting area of work that I'm doing, and I'm also very much hoping that I can help support work to build new rehabilitation services in countries that have much fewer resources. So that's another area of work. And the Stroke Recovery and Rehabilitation Roundtables have led to the development of the International Stroke Recovery and Rehab Alliance that just started in October 2020. And we've got some big projects that we're hoping to advance as part of that collaborative alliance. So ISRA, watch this space.
That was really impressive. Thank you very much, Julie, for participating in this interview.
Thanks a lot, Anita.